Hello.
Blog Talk Radio. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
God bless you in the name of the Son, Jesus the Christ, led of the Holy Ghost tonight. How you doing, Pastor Rod? So your radio, it's time for Breaking Chains. It's a Monday night, and it's time for the special assignment. Before we go any further, we got to give all honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father and Apostle Dan. Can you open us up with prayer, please?
Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this night, Lord. With open hearts and open minds, we come before you giving you praise, giving you all the honor, giving you all the glory. And we ask right now that you take this radio broadcast throughout the whole world, Lord, and touch the hearts and minds of men everywhere. In the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Everybody put your full armor of God on. It's time to buckle up. Let's go. It's a special assignment. Breaking Chains.
They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let them horns blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's
God's plan. And I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm
ready.
I'm free now. I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my leg. But I'ma live, I'ma live. I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected, I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. So stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gonna ride till they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on a shield and carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I told them why.
Hope you are. Hope you got your full armor on. Good evening. Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. It's a Monday evening. Pastor Roz on your radio. I want to say good evening. How you doing, Apostle Gann? Good evening, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Blessed and highly favored. Glad to be here.
Amen. Amen. Good evening to you up there. Minister Jackson, how you doing, brother?
To God be the glory. Good evening to everyone. Excited, excited, excited.
Amen. 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 I tell you all, all right, y'all, so I'm going to go ahead and jump in. Apostle, I want to ask you, because I guess I need to write it down, because I love it when you tell everybody, you say we got to be on fire so people can see us burn for Jesus. So tonight I want to throw some things out there, and it's going to ruffle some others. So I hope your brother's ready to ride, because I know y'all down to ride, but I hope to other men out there in the world that are listening to us and whoever's listening can go into prayer while we attack some issues tonight. There's some things that have been in my spirit, and you have to go into your war room and talk to God and wait on an answer before you send out to say things. And there's some things I need to say, and I want to talk about tonight on this special assignment. There's a lot of things going on in the world that we live in. And we know that biblically, spiritually, how things are written and how things are going to play out, everything, if you are of God and know God's word, you know. Okay, regardless, and forgetting about what movies and different books that are written, we're talking about God himself and what he has spoken. And we know that there are a lot of things that they tried to make the word of God out of mockery and all of this kind of stuff, different watered down versions, everything and everything. But, you know, we know that the truth is known. We know that the truth is coming out. Okay, let's know that for a fact. I heard Brother Yasher on Saturday speak on Noah's Ark and giant bones being found. So, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on. So let's say this. I want to use my first scripture tonight because everything that we talk about is going to be used by the word of God. So my first scripture and my topic is going to be understood when I read the scripture to you, 2 Timothy 2 and 3. And this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We are sitting back, being quiet, not being as powerful with authority and dominion and speaking against the evils of the earth, such as murder, human and sex trafficking, drugs, exploitation, homelessness, suicide, depression, mental illness, food poisonings, and water poisoning, drugs, opioids, and we see in these, we're seeing our children snatched off the streets, put into sex trading, and we knowing these things are happening, and we are not doing enough about it. So my first thing I want to throw out there is all of this is going on, and we know what the word of God says. So what do we do? What do we do, Apostle?
Glory to God. You know, there's nothing new that's under the sun. Everything that we see manifest in the day is manifest in the earth before. And the word of God gives us a good map of that, because we see the things that the children of Israel went through, and right now the best thing for us to do is to organize ourselves as a people. And that can start from our families. It ain't something that's so complicated that it can't be done. You know, and what we talked about the other night, we talked about us putting together our own census, where we go out and find out all of our families, take a consensus, find out all of our families, all of our numbers, who we are, you know, where we're located at, okay? And we got to start taking proactive steps to building ourselves as a nation. You know, we see how the children of Israel, they divided themselves up all the way down to captains of 10, you know. And they had captains of 50, and they had captains of 100, okay? And these were people that elected officials all the way down throughout the community. You know, so, and we can do that very easily through our neighborhood planning units. We can do that. We can organize ourselves and come together as one nation of people so that we know, we don't even know who our neighbors are. We go to work every day. We go out in business every day, and we don't even know half of the people that we're dealing with on a daily basis. And so what we got to do, we got to build ourselves as a nation, and we need to take some proactive steps toward doing that.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Jackson, we have all these issues, and you heard what the apostle said. So in doing that, we have to build ourselves up and take senses and start being proactive. How do we get that message to a society that is caught up in so many different distractions?
Just like, and I've heard Pastor Gant, Apostle Gant say this time and time again. Two things that he said time and time again, and it is the God's heaven truth. Number one is, like he said, we're living in the last days. You know, we're living in the last days. And number two, we got to stop playing church. You know, the Word of God lets us know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. The land is sin sick because there are so many people that are claiming God for ill-gotten gain. There are so many people are claiming God for I and me instead of we, us, and they. There are so many people that are claiming God that have their own agendas, you know. We want to be heard. We want to be seen, you know. But they're not doing anything for the cause, you know. They're not doing anything. Just like you said, we supposed to be made in the image and likeness of God Almighty and all powerful. Yet we are not using the tools and the equipment that God has given us to take back our rightful place. God gave us dominion over every creeping thing on the earth, every fowl in the air, every fish in the sea. But we are not taking our rightful place. We're not doing what God has called us to do. We're sitting back waiting on someone else. We're sitting back pointing the finger. And when we come on this podcast every week, instead of people praying and encouraging, not that, you know, we're going to do it regardless. You know, just like the Word of God said, if anyone that is on our side or for us, they cannot be against us. But people are pointing the finger, not joining in, not coming as of one accord, because they are more in fear of us, saying that we are causing division. But Satan has placed people in position in the churches that is made of hand to try to cause division, to try to say that we are the problem when we are the solution. We are the ones stepping up to the plate. We are the ones confronting the enemy. We are the ones that are about our Father's business day in and day out. But instead of people coming to join us in forces, in numbers, people are sitting back pointing the finger, trying to say that we are the problem when we are the solution. They know this, but they've been blinded by the enemy. They've been blinded by the enemy, you know, to try to Just like you said so many times, people are being pulled left and right, north, south. They don't know which way to go, who to listen to, who to turn to. Because Satan has placed people in position in high places to try to point the finger at the ones that are about their father's business. And we need to come together as a people, as a nation, and say we will not stand for this any longer. We will not stand for this any longer. United we stand, divided we fall. And until we come into the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who we are and whose we are, made in the image and likeness of God, that God has given us power to break chains, power to make a difference. But it's so much division because I'm putting it like this. What you started here, other people, instead of joining in, the reason why they don't want to join in is because they didn't think of it first.
Yeah, well, you know, so be it. You know, we here to serve the kingdom. So, you know, I'm good with it, minister. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep just doing what we do. And, you know, and everything you say is absolutely true. Let me see. Hold on a second. Sister Kathy here. Sister Kathy, do you have a comment tonight? God bless you. Good evening.
Yeah. Blessings, brothers. No, I'm just listening for now. I'll comment a little later.
Okay. Thanks for joining in, Sister Kathy.
No problem.
All right. Listen, something you just said, Minister Jackson, because you talk about the issue of the naysayers and we used to call them the crabs in the bucket, you know. You see somebody trying to climb out, you know what I'm saying? You're going to pull them back in and not even knowing if that's a brother or sister that's going to throw a rope in to pull you out. So, you know, you'd rather just pull them in too. Here's the thing. People hating on what we do here is that's on them, because one thing about it is that when you commit any kind of unlawful deed or saying action, anything like that, that is, you know, that is unrighteous before God, it goes against you. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have the knowledge and wisdom to repent of it and ask for God's forgiveness, and if you do it towards a person and don't have the respect enough to go to that person, you have that blood on your hand. So
amen.
You know, when people come at you and come at us, you know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, what do you believe? And that's going to, you actually open up a door to my next topic I wanted to talk about tonight on a special assignment. See, tonight I wanted to bring in, tonight, everybody out there that's listening, this is a night where we talk about a lot of things that's going on in the world. We bring those issues in, and because we know that these things are going to take place, they're going to happen. So, Mr. Jackson, you open up something, and here's the thing. The mockery being made towards the Word of God, the mockery that's being made towards the living Christ, Yahshua, Jesus, and you know what I'm saying that there's no such man named Jesus. That's not, you know what I'm saying, all of these kind of things, and there wasn't even a letter J back in those days. No, it wasn't. They had to slave owners and the slave master did give you their language of English when they put you in enslavement. So you know what I'm saying? Yes, because you only knew one language. So you know the things about it is that learning your true history, and then when you discredit another history, how do you know that your history is correct? Because you had to read it somewhere too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I want to talk about now. You discredit someone's beliefs and what they believe,
yeah,
and say that I believe that God created heaven and earth and man and woman. But then you will say over on the other side that, well, where did all the people come from? You had an incestuous relationship. You know what I'm saying? But then you're so stupid that you don't read all of history, because history does say that the fallen angels came to the earth and slept with, you know what I'm saying, the women after they had the babies. You know what I'm saying? That was turmoil in Cain and Abel. So you know what I'm saying? Those are things that took place in the earth that everybody doesn't know the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't know all of the words, because you haven't read all of it yet. So you know what I'm saying? For you to even go out and speak against that, you know what I'm saying? To put yourself in a place to discredit that. Apostle, how do you get a person to understand that in order for you to know all of the truth, you first have to believe that there is a God, that God did create the heaven and earth? Because if you don't believe that, there's no way that you're going to know truth anyway. So, Apostle, I want to talk about that, because that's a lot that's on Facebook. That's a lot that's on Instagram. That's a lot that's in social media right now, a lot of discussion about that. And there are a lot of people, like I always say, being pulled in different directions. And they put a lot of religion in it and then mix a lot of people's brain up like mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying? So, How do we get people to understand about getting to know the truth of not only God, but getting to know the truth about who they are? You know what I'm saying? Who they are and where they came from. You know what I'm saying? And your true nationality, your true DNA, besides connected to Jesus, the Christ, Yeshua, because you don't even believe that. So, Apostle, you are the elder. So take that, please.
Glory to God. You know, the word of God is absolute. And no matter what man do or what they say, okay, the word of God seems to defend itself.
Amen.
All right. So what we're seeing manifest today is the fulfillment of God's prophecy. What was prophesied, you know, 400 years ago, what was prophesied 1,000 years ago, what was prophesied 2,000 years ago, you know, all of those things are coming to pass right before our eyes.
Yes.
And the word of God is literally defending itself. It's literally every prophecy that God has prophesied is coming to pass right before our eyes, and we are witnessing that in this day and time. So when it comes to how do we convince the people? How do we get their attention? How do we get them? By standing on the word of God, precept
Amen.
Upon precept, word upon word. And look, all the things that are happening have already been prophesied in the Bible. And believe you me, okay, and you know, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Pentecost, the Holiness, the Baptists, the Methodists, you know, all of these denominations and all of these people, they have the Bible in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they are reading the Word of God, okay? And the Word of God is absolute, okay? What God is saying to you, Brother Jackson, he's saying the same thing to the other men and women of God that are out there.
Yes,
those
sir.
That were here, y'all remember the word of God always said, those that were here, let them hear.
Amen.
Let them hear. Okay? But there are going to be a lot of them that are going to, they're going to read the word of God. God is going to move on their heart to do exactly what we're doing today. Okay? And they're going to say no. They're going to choose to stay in a comfortable position.
Lord,
because if you now see, well, if you stand on the word of God, it's going to put you in an uncomfortable position. It's going to put you in an uncomfortable position. You know, I don't know, you know, I don't know you know, how we got on this subject tonight, but, you know, men and women of God, you got to realize that right now we are approaching the end time. And everything that's prophesied in that Bible about what's going to happen in the end time, it must surely come to pass. And what we're witnessing the fulfillment of the prophecies of God right before our eyes today.
Amen. And Apostle, the reason why we got on this topic tonight is because it's called the special assignment. And the Holy Spirit led us there. Because there are a lot of people out there that are lost. There are a lot of people that's confused. Matter of fact, there are a lot of people that don't know what you just said. There are a lot of people that never heard what you just said. There are a lot of people that probably don't believe what you just said. So we have to attack issues on this night that are out there, that questions that are out there, conversations that are going on right now about what to believe and what not to believe. And a lot of people don't believe because a lot that man is saying out there. So Minister Jackson, you're on Facebook, your ministry is very large on Facebook and you see a lot of things. So not taking up a lot of time on it. So compress this and answer this in a way to tell us in the world, because we're talking to the people, we're educating the people tonight. I want you to tell them what it is that you see when it comes to, you see a lot of people using God's word, but we know, you know what I'm saying? Using it as a front, but, you know, as Jesus say, you know what I'm saying? Get away from me. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. Or, you know what I'm saying, even better one, you know what I'm saying, you know, you using my name and my words on your lips, but I'm far from your heart. I ain't no way in your heart. So, Minister Jackson, tell us something about that.
You know, the Word of God lets us know, first and foremost, that everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to paraphrase, you know, people in the Bible, people were coming and saying, well, Jesus, I did this in your name, and I did this in your name, and I prophesied and this, that, and other things. And Jesus, just like you just said, is going to let them know, hey, get thou away from me, thou workers of iniquity, I never knew thee. Because everything that some people are doing in the name of Jesus is all about ill-gotten gain. They're trying to make themselves look good before man. They're trying to make themselves look important. You know, you're trying to look the part, but you're not being the part. You're not doing what the Word of God has called us to do. You know, just like you were saying earlier when the broadcast first started, you came from 2 Timothy 3:2-5, without natural affection, hold on, let me go up. For men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, and to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And if you jump over to we've been discussing this. If you jump over to 2 Timothy 4:3, starting at verse 3, you know, well, starting at verse 2, we must preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You know, people are chasing after religion instead of seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Word of God lets us know that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We got to stand on God's word, you know, and the best thing about it is Apostle Gant, Pastor Rod, and Evangelist, help me with her name. You know, I'm talking to you, woman, Kathy. God. The best thing about it, Sister Kathy, the best thing about it is we must stand. Be it people for us, against us, we must stand. Whether they believe in what we're saying or doing We must be about our Father's business. We got to be unmovable, unshakable. We can't be conformed of this world, but we must continue to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We must be in that word day and night. We must study to show ourselves approved. We must continue to bring forth this podcast with power, with boldness, without fear, favor, or compromise. No matter what is going on around us, we got to keep our mind on the promise that's in the boat with us. We got to go out and make disciples out of all nations. But we must do it like we're doing it, which is according to the word. One thing that the enemy fears is the word of God, the living word, that name, Jesus Christ. And as long as we're doing it in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, nothing can come against us. They can try, but if God be for us, no one can be against us. And we're going to continue. Nothing will stop what God has started.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct on that, I tell you. If anyone's on the line, even Sister Kathy is ready. Anyone would like to comment? Sister Kathy, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but mine is kind of like an understanding of the difference between the truth and a fact.
Mm. Amen. Okay.
Okay, I mean, it's just something that I've been trying to reason with when you talk about something that is a truth and something that is a fact. And I think a lot of us live in truth but don't have the facts.
Okay.
So I'll just leave it there and see what you brothers think about that. And what and the truth, I mean, it's just like saying, I love the Lord and I never experienced the Lord. So it's a truth that I love the Lord, but is it a fact that I know the Lord?
That's good.
It's a difference. I'm trying to get the difference between truth and facts, and which one should we base our logic around? Should we base our logic around the truths? So there are many of them, or the facts?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good, Sister Kathy. Let's go. Let's go. Cat said, "Let's go." That's good. Now that's good. That's good. And that right there, that's the way to come out. Gunning. That's the way to come out. And that's something that's something right there for everybody. That's something for everybody. For us here as hosts of this podcast. For everybody on the other side of these microphones in this world, you know, what are you going to base it on? Truth or facts? That's for everybody. Everybody. And Sister Kathy, I'm going to leave that right there and I'm going to take a break on that. There's nothing to say right now. Truth or facts? Deal with that. Deal with that. Break and change the special assignment. We'll be right back. Take this song out, y'all. Check it out. We're about to get it hard. We're about to hit them. They're going to be mad. But I think I'm going to hit them. He didn't want me to play that song. So I'm going to play this other one. Never didn't want me to play that song. But that's okay. Let's hit this one. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Pay attention to everybody.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock beside you and pay attention to the details. Enemy, he fly. Wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, but I want the rail. I'm covered by his flames. I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell. Wake me up
from this nightmare. Cause all I see on these social sites is a pocket of pictures of females that twerk too for a cheap price. Little dudes, they tone guns, wanna be a thug, so you a killer, right? Showing love, get you killed tonight. Showing money, get a lot of life. That's Instagram fame overnight. On the Leo's live, Lucia telling you the devil's in the details, too much television and radio. Nonsense on YouTube that despise you like the king of Jews when you set the standard for being right. A J. Cole world out here and without Christ. Get in life, ain't think twice when I wrote this. Hope all the little kids quote this. Blind eyes being open. No,
hello.
I'm here.
Okay. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah. Been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming bowling before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent this thing like a crypto and seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody. cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back the mind memory where he done saw me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back the mind memory where he done saw me.
Ain't no shackles turning me down, no, no. Pulling me down, no, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles pulling me down, no, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles pulling me down, no.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. How you doing, Pastor Roz on your radio? Apostle Gann, Minister Jackson, Sister Kathy's on out there. And I guess Sister Kathy threw something out there, just upset the devil because my system just went crazy after that statement right there. Is it truth or facts? We want to live by facts strictly. And I want to go back to that because.
She opened it up.
Listen, yeah, just opened it up. So let's go and walk in. You know, truth and facts. Sister Kathy, you say there are a lot of truths out there, so I got to come back to you. It's plenty of them. so many truths. So let's talk about some facts. I want to talk about some facts because tonight's show in my spirit was to deal with some facts of things that are going on around us. You know, murder, human and sex trafficking, drugs, exploitation, homeless, suicide, all of these things are going on. And from the White House to the crack house, we all know about it. We all know about it. Everybody all over the world knows about it. And we have this, and listen, let me put my disclaimer out. The apostle always tell me to put my disclaimer. The apostle can't say to do this. I got to do it. This is no attack on anyone. These personal comments have no personal attack towards anyone directly, and it has no affiliation to any affiliates. Okay, so just small disclaimer for you. If it ruffles your feathers, so be it. All of these things are going on. Okay, we know it, we see it, and we basically do nothing about it. There is a lot of money being made off of all these things that I named. And being in the scripture, 2 Timothy 3, those are facts. So there are a lot of truths around it. So, Sister Kathy, all of these facts that are going on that is combating against the word of God, for the non-believer of the person that just don't know, what would you say to them about truth and facts?
Well, let's see. It's kind of difficult because with facts is a reality that, you know, that logic can't dispute or reject. Like if
Amen.
I take this fire hot, then you touch it, your skin gonna burn. That's a fact. Okay?
That's fact. Amen.
The difference between, and I know some people say, well, people can walk on coals and all that kind of stuff. Sure, but there's a difference between transferring heat through a conduction and training one body to, you know, to deal with the agony of pain. Okay. Now, the truth is, on the other hand, it's the opposite. Truths are those things that are not simply acknowledged, but must be discovered or created. If I say God exists and I possess strong reasoning for, you know, the affirmation of the statement, then God really does exist. That's the reality. However, you know, like another individual might say, you know, well, God doesn't exist. Okay? Then that is also a reality to them. So if we were to take these things, so like my reason, you know, appears stronger to me, stronger than theirs. They may choose to adopt my belief that God exists, but it's not. We can't change facts. So if we have the facts and I have the facts, then that's what it is. It can't be. But there's so many truths out here. Get back to what you were saying. It is so many truths out here that people tend to be more of believers than knowers. You know, so a belief is something like, belief means not to know, for sure not to know. But that's why knowledge is so important, because
that's right.
Because knowledge means you're knowing. You don't have to believe anything. You don't have to believe this and you don't have to believe that. You got to know. And that's the difference. People don't know. They just believe. And
right.
That's why I think so much, so many things are going on because people are believers. And, you know, they don't have the knowledge that they need, you know, to really understand getting back to the word. Getting back to the word and where we are, you know, in this book, the Bible, we are in Babylon. Now that's a fact. that's a fact.
Come on.
So you know, when you tell people, "Oh, we're living in the Babylon," they'll be like, "Oh, that's biblical. That's, you know, that's in the Bible." Da 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 da. You know, I heard this and I went to church, so that's the truth to them. It's not something they know for sure. So we have to start dealing, you know, letting people understand the facts and not giving them so many truths. If we give people the facts, then it can't be disputed.
Amen. I love it.
And that's why you have so many denominational churches, because everybody has this truth thing going on. And not that they don't have the facts. If they had the facts, they'd know that there is only one church.
Come on. Come on, Lord.
Have mercy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My God.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. My God. Woo. Thanks, Sister Kathy. Boy, I tell you, mm-hmm. Sister Kathy, I'm so glad you came and joined our team on this show right here. Woo. She bring that
Thank
extra
you, brother.
Spice, brothers. So, the
you bought some cayenne pepper.
And the facts. Apostle Gant, so in with Sister Kathy saying that, that leads me to my next step in this special assignment. With so many truths out there, and all of us being an evangelist, because we all have to evangelize the word of God to the people. We have to all go out there to do that. So. With so many truths, and I can say this because I talked to a sister yesterday at the church and did an outreach at the church on Saturday, and they had to do some evangelizing and so forth, so on, food, clothes, and with the lack thereof participation from the other brothers and sisters of the house of God, the rest of the body of Christ joining in, these certain individuals take on so much to do it themselves. They get frustrated and tired and want to give up. You have to tell them, you know what I'm saying, don't get weary in your well-doing. You have to remind them of that. But how do we continue on to tell people that are out there that are in our positions but are getting weary in their well-doing? What do we say to them? Because these are facts that we have to continue on. And the fact is that you don't get weary in your well-doing. You know, God's telling us that. So what's the approach with that, Apostle Gant?
Glory to God. You know, what we said last week, having done all to stand therefore. You know, but Pastor Rod, God has a way of working things out. Okay, when we look at the Word of God, and we look at what the patriarchs went through, okay, and then if we're gonna go to the Book of Rod now, okay, if we're gonna go to the Book of Rod and the Book of Gant, you know, then we're gonna see that same story being told as we face the trials and tribulation of life every day, you know. And it brings out our ministry. It brings out, you know, it puts us in contact with this person, puts us in contact with the next person, and it tells the story of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about, you know. And when you're talking about truth, okay, we're talking about truth, you know I'm old school. So when they're talking about truth, I lean back to only one truth. I got only one truth, y'all. And it says Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, sir.
And no man can come unto the Father but by me.
That's
so
right.
That's my one truth that I hold on to. Now, if you put white and you put black together, it's going to make great. All right? That's a truth. That's a truth. And that's a fact. All right? But the fact of the matter is that in this life that we live, there's only two kind of people in the world. Okay? And that are those that are of Christ and those that are of the Antichrist. Because anyone that's, you know, Brother Jackson, anybody that ain't covered by the blood, okay,
mm-hmm.
they are subject to the will of Satan.
No.
So you might as well say that they are under his banner until they come under the bloodstained banner. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So there's only two kind of people in the world that we're dealing with. Okay, and that is based on just one truth, y'all. And that's the truth that Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. That's it.
Amen. That's it.
Oh,
okay.
All right, kick it back to y'all.
Okay. So being that's the scripture, that's the word. And Mr. Jackson, I want you to comment on the same thing. Not gonna change that one. Give us a brief comment on that too.
You know, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say in a courtroom, when we present the facts, the truth will come out, but people's own belief won't let them accept or handle the truth because they have a made-up mind already. You know, no matter what you present to them, no matter how you present it to them, facts and truth go hand in hand. You know, the word of God is the truth. And we can speak the truth according to God's word all day long. But just like I think it was Sister Kathy said earlier, you know, people are going to believe what they want to believe. No matter how founded the word of God is, there are people that are blinded by the enemy to go against God's word, which is truth. You just heard Pastor Gann say, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. You know, it's like people just don't want, no matter how many facts you give them, they don't want to accept the truth because they already have a made-up mind, because they've been blinded. They've been bamboozled. They continue to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. You know, and no matter how much fact, no matter how much proof, no matter how much truth you give them, they still just going to believe what they want to believe. Because they rather, just like you were saying earlier, people are chasing after religion, you know, and religion are feeding them the things that they want to feed them so that they can draw them in. And instead of chasing after religion, we should be seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We should be studying to show that ourselves approved unto God according to his word, which is truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God, the truth of God, shall not pass away. And no matter how you slice it, it's going to come up truth. It's going to come up right. It's going to come up right. God's word, we got to stand on it. God's word, we got to preach it. God's word, we got to eat it. We got to drink it. We got to live it. And when we live in truth before people, just like Sister Kathy said, you can't really help but accept it. But in some people's mind, you know, they've been fooled for so long. They've been walking in their flesh for so long till that's the only thing that they believe and trust in. A lie. A blatant lie. And they walk it and live it all day, every day, no matter how many facts, no matter how much truth we bring to them, but yet and still, we can't be swayed by that. We got to bring the word.
Amen.
Uncompromising. Unsugarcoated. We got to bring, whether we lose friends, family members, whatever the case, nothing should separate. This is the word. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. As much as you love your family, as much as we love our children, we can't even allow them to come between us and what God has called us to do. We got to be bold. We got to be consistent. And more than anything, we got to be available. We got to be available because that's what God is looking for, to bring forth his truth, availability and consistency.
Okay.
This thing
That's
good. Is
for
real.
That's good.
This thing is for real. I'm in it for keeps. We're in it for keeps. I put it like that. We're in it. We're in it to win it. We're trying to win souls here on this broadcast every week. It's not about us. It's not about us at all. Because we're already famous in the sight of God. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters because we're diligently seeking after him. We're diligently feeding his sheep every week, sometimes two and three times a week. But even outside of this podcast, we're going out to the highways and the byways. We're not confined to four walls. Jesus preached openly every day with a target on his back, but he was about his Father's business. And he wasn't going to let anything stop him from doing what God has sent him to do. And the word of God, I come back to God, boy. That's why he's placed it in Sister Kathy and Apostle Gant, in yourself, in myself. Because he knows that we are going to do what he's called us to do.
No and matter who and we're going to do that. And we're going to do it,
no matter what. We're going to do it.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep doing that. And you know, not to cut you off, but, you know, we ain't trying to, that right there to me, you know, that's cool, but I'm trying to impress nobody out there, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be trying to impress them people. You know what I'm saying?
No.
We educate. Save the world, bro. And I look at us like, you know, when I hear that kind of talk, that kind of takes me to another level because that makes me know that people out there are making certain statements. So we have to make sure that we tell them this when it comes like that. Tell them this. Let's tell them this. Tell them we love them. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Tell them we love them. We love them. This is all about love. Nothing else. I'm not in competition. God didn't give me this for competition. God didn't give me this. He gave me this strictly for one purpose and one reason only, to glorify him and to save his people. That's it. And that's what it's all about. It's not trying to prove a point. It's not trying to impress nothing. It's not even trying to force anything because, you know, it's about truths and facts. You know, either you're going to accept it or not. You know, we're going to cut it. We're going to do what we're supposed to do, regardless. Whether we're on these airways, Sister Kathy in the streets, the highways and the byways, spreading the word, any of us, we all doing it. And the thing about it is that I want to say this, is that when we come on here, that's the strict purpose of it. And that's all we want. That's all we want it to be about. We could come any kind of way we want. But the best way to come is to be humble, meek, long-suffering, patient, and show them love and kindness. Because the world is in turmoil right now. And everywhere people turn, they can't find what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what they're looking for, some people, because they are so mixed up and so turned around. So we have to make sure that people understand our purpose. Our purpose is to show you that we love you. You know what I'm saying? We care about you. We want to help you. We want to be the light out of you to lead you out of that dark world you're in right now. Simply, strictly. You in the darkness, we've been there. We were guided out by the light. So amen. I've been in that dark area. You know what I'm saying? I've been minded. You know what I'm saying? And just like the old Amazing Grace, you know, save the wretch like me. You know, I once was blind, but now I see. So, you know, what do I do? I do what God tells me to do. And the next statement and the next thing I want to step into before we get off these airways, because I'm not going to hang out all night tonight. This is not when I'll hang out nights tonight, all night, even though I'm enjoying myself.
Amen.
When you was a wretch out there in them streets, lost in darkness, you know what I'm saying? Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and you fear no evil because you were evil. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing about it is that when you were out there and you wasn't looking to God to pull you out, you were getting deeper and deeper and deeper. But now that he done pulled you out, he got you out, and he's still working on you because you still haven't got to where you need to be until you see him. So let's get that understood. Those are facts. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking truths right now. That's a fact. You will be a continuous work on every day. You will learn something new. You will be educated every day only if you open yourself up to want to receive those things. You can be blessed every day only if you open yourself up to receive the blessings of God every day. You understand what I'm saying? You got to walk in accordance with God in order to receive God. I don't know if everybody got that, but I hope you pause for a minute to get that. You have to walk with God to receive God. You can't be all across the street over there and God over here. You understand what I'm saying? Even though he is everywhere, but he ain't coming in that evil place if you ain't receiving him. He ain't finna come, okay? So all I'm saying to you is that let's come together as a people. We said this at the top of the show. Apostle Gant said it. Minister Jackson said it. Sister Kathy, we've been talking about it for weeks. We have to come together as a people. Ain't got nothing to do with black, white, green, yellow, orange, no matter what color you are.
Amen.
That don't matter. We ain't talking like that. We're talking about the people of God. You understand? The body of Christ. That's what we're talking about. The body has to come together to take back authority, dominion, power of structure, and put this thing back in place to get God's people back in order. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Apostle Gant just told you there's two people in this earth, the people of Christ and the people of the Antichrist. Okay? So the people of Christ, we have to come together and to get in order as the nation of God's people, not the nation of black people, not the nation of white people, whatever color you call yourself or whatever nationality. You are the body of Christ. Period. Okay? That's who I'm talking to right now. I don't care what color you are. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a body of Christ, you ain't got no color but the color of Christ. And that's the blood of Jesus. Red. You hear me? Simple. Well, let me calm down here. Apostle Gant, can you come on with your final comments for the evening, please?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Jackson, we were talking about the, you know, how people receive us. But it doesn't matter, because what we represent is the Word of God. And see, even the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So you can read a verse out of that Bible, okay, to prove to support a fact or a point that you're making. But when that word comes out of our mouth, it takes on a whole new life. It may convict one person, but it may encourage another one. And it may force another person to research and see what we're talking about. But the word of God going forth every night, going forth every radio broadcast, that is what's going to make the profound change. And I ain't never ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I don't care where they put me at, that's what I'm going to preach. You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And although there are many truths out there in the world, there's only one truth that I'm going to hold to men and women in the radio land, and that is that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. Sister Kathy?
Yes, brother. Hold on 1 second. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
But like I said, my final thought, as Pastor again said, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You know, but our truths are not his truth. So, you know, we have to stick to the facts, you know, like he brought out when he said that. He also gave the fact at the end of the statement when he says no one enters the kingdom except, you know, through him, and that's a fact. So Jesus being the truth, I mean, like I say, the truth will set you free. The truth does set you free. But it also allows you to build on what's factual. And that's how we must govern ourselves, especially when we are dealing with scriptures. You know, we must deal with the facts.
Amen. Amen. Minister Jackson?
Man, this is really and truly have been a blessing. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for the people that are listening. And, you know, we just are about our Father's business. We're about soul salvation. It's not about us. I know I come on kind of forcefully, but I must be about my Father's business, not to belittle, not to hurt, you know, just to encourage. And I love each and every one of you all. That's why we come on here, because we love you. We want everyone to make it in. We want everyone to hear those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." That's our purpose, to spread the gospel of Christ Jesus. And to do it, like Pastor Ross said, to do it with love and compassion. And the word of God in John 14:11, while we're talking about love, the word of God says, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Into that.
About the Jesus.
Amen. You know, for number one, we thank everyone for tuning in. We come on to these airwaves. And the next thing is that, you know, this is not easy what we do. When you are doing kingdom work, for real kingdom work, let me say for real kingdom work from your heart. You make sacrifices. God takes care of you, watches over you, But there are things that you take on being in positions. Apostle Gant, Sister Kathy, and Minister Jackson, myself. You know, you research, you learn, you study, you pray, you constantly with God, because you have to keep on your full armor, because we do stuff like this. So that means that you're constantly under attack. Those that are out there, part of the body of Christ, who walk with Christ, who talk with Christ, who spend time with Christ, keep us in prayer as we are constantly praying for you out there. Because, you know, like I say, this is not an easy task. You know, we enjoy what we do for the Lord, but the devil don't enjoy what we do for the Lord. And So, God has his hedge of protection around us, and we're definitely under the blood of Christ, you know, but, you know, it's some work to be done, and it's a lot of work and lives to be saved out there. So we come in to save lives. You know, we come in to tell you about a man named Jesus who saved us, and we want to tell you about him. So be on the lookout, be on the listen for us, because we're breaking chains. In your home, in your community, in your house, in your life, with your children and everybody around you, we're going to help break those chains in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Apostle Gant, can you pray us out, please, sir?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. Father God, right now we ask that this word go forth to change lives. Father God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. And Father God, right now, even though we walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, because of you, Father, we fear no evil. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. And Father God, we give you all the praise. Let your kingdom come. In the name of Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
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 Everyone be blessed. We love you. God loves you. Have yourself a good one. Good night.
Up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs, and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Brother, what it is I'm going through. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said just pray with me. I said I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. Confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
You can
change.
Want to get involved?
Got comments or suggestions?
Let us know right here at YET Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YET, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.